WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Monica Ricks. As Israel prepares for a massive ground offense in Gaza, Palestinians are still carting off more dead bodies. The death toll on both sides now surpassing 4,200, including 30 Americans. CBS's Haley Ott is in Jerusalem.
You've got Palestinians, people living in Gaza, Palestinian Americans, all sleeping by the border. They've been advised, some of them, that if it may open at any moment, maybe just for a few hours for the people with international passports. So they've just been staying in the area. Others have given up.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza is getting worse by the day as supplies run out there. And it's about to get worse. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Experts on the Middle East warn a ground war will be very bloody for the Israeli army. A Hamas propaganda video shows how the militants have prepared using their web of underground tunnels.
There are going to be improvised explosive devices. There will be booby traps. There will be suicide vests. This is very, very challenging.
A federal judge just hit former President Trump with a partial gag order ahead of his January 6th trial in Washington. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
What she said is, don't disparage or don't use inflammatory and derogatory statements with respect to the special counsel, the court staff, and potential witnesses.
That trial is set for March 4th. House Republicans will try again tomorrow to elect a speaker, but they still may not have the votes. CBS's Nicole Killian's on Capitol Hill.
Congressman Jim Jordan was nominated after Majority Leader Steve Scalise withdrew from the race last week because he couldn't get enough votes. If Jordan can't, some lawmakers suggest extending the power of Acting Speaker Patrick McHenry. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats have been having informal discussions with Republicans to create a bipartisan governing coalition as another potential option to elect a speaker.
Ford's chairman Bill Ford wants to end strikes.
Let's come together, reach an agreement so that we can take the fight to the real competition.
Ford laid off more auto workers at plants in Louisville and Chicago. Well, here's a little treat from CBS's Matt Piper. Did you know there's a Halloween candy hierarchy?
Does your favorite candy top the list? According to grocery service company Instacart, Reese's peanut butter cups are the most popular Halloween candy. And we like our peanuts because peanut M&Ms follow, then plain M&Ms, Tootsie Pops, and rounding out the top five, Twizzlers.
If you run out of candy on Halloween night, M&M's just announced it's got a new rescue squad to replenish your stash. This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Cameron Hall.
Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Administration have announced that the state has ended the fiscal year with a positive balance of just over $7 billion. In a press release, Governor Evers called on the Wisconsin State Legislature to use the state's fiscal strength to address workforce challenges and childcare issues, as well as supporting higher education to train and retain talented workers. The press release also noted the $1.8 billion budget stabilization fund is the largest in state history. Assembly lawmakers will take up a $546 million ballpark financing plan this week, aiming to keep the Milwaukee Brewers in Wisconsin until at least 2050. The bill was approved by a bipartisan group of lawmakers in the Assembly Committee on State Affairs and will now advance to the full chamber. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the bill will likely be brought up tomorrow. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has expressed support for the proposal for long-term improvements at American Family Field. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, who's a bit more full after eating lunch there on the go. He works hard, but he got a luncheon in between breaks there, Mr. Zommers. Are you feeling better, Mr. Zommers?
Yes. Much more mentally present.
Well, good. Good. Welcome. Glad to have you along. Welcome to each one of you across the state of Wisconsin and listening around the world on the Civic Media app. It is Monday, October 16th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome into hour two of the big program. Coming up this hour, going to be looking at the House Speaker's race in Washington, D.C. You heard at the top of the hour, national news. Right now, Jim Jordan, Gymnasium, G-Y-M, Jim Jordan, as our colleague and friend Matt Flynn likes to call him. We'll explain why in a minute. I want to take a look, not just at that part, but I also want to take a look at his past in terms of what he has done to undermine American democracy. And again, don't take it from Todd. Take it from the bipartisan January 6th committee from Congress. We're going to look back at what they said about Jim Jordan and take your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Got a couple of folks who were so very gracious to hold over the break. And of course, last hour talking about the tragedy, the atrocity, the war on Israel in the Middle East. Played some clips from President Biden on 60 Minutes last night from retired Army General McCaffrey on what he sees going on militarily. And then also talked a little bit about Donald Trump and having that, not a full gag order, but a restricted gag order. Basically, what the judge said is you can't go after the judicial system. You can't threaten members of the court or the Justice Department. You can't witness tamper. Now, yes, you can go after Mike Pence. He's your political opponent. You can go after Washington, D.C. as a whole. That's fine. But you can't go after specific members of the court and threaten them. That's essentially what Judge Chutkan said this afternoon. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland listening here on WMDX in Dane County. Tom, thanks for holding. Let's see you.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. In regards to Trump and his base who are voting for him, I think that the reason why they will continue to vote for him, and I continue to see the Democrats and also the Never Trumpers not taking into consideration, is how truth will always trump fact. Mm-hmm. And truth, you know, that's based on that narrative that you were talking about. Trump's magic, if you can call it that, is he takes the truths that are held by his base. These are their beliefs. This is how they see the world. And because of his platform, and where he's coming from and echoing that right back to them, there's a sense of validation that he gives them, that what they believe is not only accurate and true, but divinely mandated. And yes. Never Trumpers, they don't go after that truth. Trump then adds in his own element. In order for that mandate to come true, you need to have a certain type of figure, which he then crafts himself to look like. So between those two combinations of those truths that he uses, he is always going to have the Republican Party wrapped around his finger. And until the Democrats and the Republicans, the actual Republicans, come up with a different truth, rather than trying to counter this with facts, which will never work, you're always going to have Trump. Either not Trump himself, but somebody like him. And you actually see this developing with DeSantis, Vivekananda, and you know, these other guys that are trying to cast themselves as Trump-like. They're using the truth versus facts. And that's not how you're going to win in this situation.
Tom, that was a fantastic phone call. So well thought out, and I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, really, really well said. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling in, Tom McFarland. He's absolutely right. It is, the only thing I'll say is they use their own version of facts, right? And or their own version of truth. And I think he's right, absolutely right. You can't just say, well, no, here's what the facts are, because they don't want to listen. And Trygve Olson, who's on this program every Wednesday from the Lincoln Project, former Republican like myself, is so good at saying this, reminding us. It doesn't do any good to have arguments with MAGA friends and family or Trump supporters. You have to start asking them questions and getting them to ask themselves. It's that dissonance, right? That just say, well, does this make sense to you? I mean, you support the military, but yet Republicans are holding up all these military appointments. And does this make sense to you? You have to get them to start asking themselves this. Great call. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Gary in Sussex. Gary, about a minute left before the break, but go ahead, my friend. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I'm your conservative buddy.
We appreciate that. We always appreciate it. And if we run out of time, hold through the break. I'll bring you on after the break. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Okay. Tom, that was just on. I agree with almost everything he said.
So do I.
It's, but the truth is we all look at it the way we look at it. Democrats look at it that way, and they're going to spin the truth, and they're going to spin, and a Republican's going to spin the truth the same way that they see it. And it's how you see it. And I agreed exactly everything he said. I agreed with, but it's for both sides, not just Trumpsters.
Gary, that's a really important point. If you want to hang on, we'll pick on it after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tom Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the low to mid 50s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to the mid 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. On Wednesday, breezy with scattered showers with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Aaron Zommers on the board. Glad to have you along on this Monday, October 16th. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome back to the program. Gary, are you still there from Sussex? Did you hang around, my friend?
Yeah, I did.
Fantastic. I appreciate the listenership of conservative voters. I appreciate the calls as well, because we need different perspectives, and you put things very well. I always appreciate it. You bring up this important point, and that's why I wanted to bring you back, of truth. And that both sides, whether you call it Republican and Democratic or liberal and conservative, both sides, it seems these days, seem to have their own, and they believe this. It's not just, I mean, they truly believe it. Please go ahead with what you were saying before the break.
Well, I was going to actually, the reason I think that you put me on the air is because the fact that you were at one time a Republican, and at one time I was a Democrat.
Really?
My first.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I grew up in a Democratic family, Kennedy all the way. And then when I got married, I actually voted for Jimmy Carter. It wasn't until I switched when Ronald Reagan became president. I really liked what he had to say, because It was easy for me to switch because he was actually a former Democrat. Governor of California. So it was easy for me to switch. And a lot of people did, because, you know, he won by landslide. I think he only lost
one state,
New York, I think, was the only state that he lost. Okay. So we kind of understand each other. Now, as far as the speakership, Jim Jordan is extremely right wing, which I am also. I really like Jim Jordan. I don't know if the speakership, you know, I don't know why anybody would ever want to be a speaker, because both sides really don't like you, because you have to, you know, pacify everybody and be everybody's friend. And Jim Jordan is so extremely right wing. It's going to be really hard for the Democrats and the Republicans to work together. So I don't know if he's the best choice. I do like him, and I like what he's doing. Now, as far as Jeffries getting in there, because the Republicans can't get their act together, that'll never happen. And I'd say the chances of that happening is for you and Aaron and Mike and Dom, that you guys would be voting for Donald Trump next year. So that's the same odds.
Go ahead. I want to get into the speaker stuff in a minute, but I want to go back to, because I think this is such an important point that you brought up, Gary. And I have this. I went to years ago. Went to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library down in Springfield, Illinois. Great, great place to go if you ever get the chance to take the family or friends. But I bought this little magnet. It's a Lincoln quote that I love. It's on my refrigerator at home. It says, "I'm a firm believer in the people. If given the truth, they can be depended upon to meet any national crisis. The great point is to bring them the real facts." And a beer. I love that from Lincoln. But to your point, Gary, we have these divisions in America, in Wisconsin, where it isn't just that they think, oh, I'm saying that to tick people off. People actually can look at the same issue, the same news story, the same whatever. I mean, you know, it's way overblown, but we have people that, you know, can look at the sky and one side says it's blue and the other side says it's green. Well, factually, we know that the facts are you can't be both. So what is it, Gary, I'll be willing to say that there are people that get dug in on both sides. In my opinion, I think that the right, the conservative, is less likely to look at the facts when it comes to things like January 6th. But why is that? Why do people just want to believe their own facts? I mean, it used to be this country, when Walter Cronkite said that's the way it was, we believed it. So what changed, Gary?
I think, you know, when Clinton was president, I didn't vote for him, but I thought he was a pretty good president.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when Obama was president, I thought things were okay, too. Things changed the day that Donald Trump was voted in as president, and then the, 30 or 40 days between the inauguration is when the whole world changed. It turned into absolute hate.
Yep.
And no matter what, I heard these people say that, you know, that like Madonna should have been arrested and thrown in jail when she went out there and said, you know, I'm thinking of blowing up the White House. Now, why wasn't she arrested and handcuffed and in jail? I have no idea. If any Republican would say that now, they'd be arrested and thrown in jail. But there's so much hate now, and it's really, really, really sad.
Yeah.
I listen to MSNBC, I listen to CNN, I listen to both sides, and I listen to Fox. And then I sit there and I weigh everything out. I say, okay, what is the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's what I come up with. So whenever I'm on your air with any of you guys, or with Mike and Dom, I always tell them, this is how I see it,
sure.
And this is my opinion. It may not be fact.
Right.
But this is how I see it.
Well, you're very thoughtful. I appreciate it. One last thing, and you've revealed this on the air, so I mean, I don't think I'm telling stories out of a stern, but you're a contractor. You have your own business, right? HVAC?
Yes.
And so, I mean, when you're hooking something up, when you're hooking a furnace or an air conditioner up, and you probably know this without looking at the manual, but for a goofball like me, you'd have to look at the manual, and it says connect the green wire to the green wire. If I don't do that, that is a fact that that piece of machinery won't work. Those are the types of things that I'm looking at, Gary, from a political and a legal standpoint. There has to be a set of facts that all Americans can agree on. We're entitled to our opinion on policy, but don't we have to find our way back to agreeing on facts?
Tom, Todd, this is the thing. If Robert Kennedy or John F. Kennedy were president right now, we would be one gigantic country because it was the Democrats of today are so different from the Democrats when I was a Democrat. I mean, it is so different. I believed in everything that John F. Kennedy said and Bobby Kennedy said. I believed all that stuff, and I believe that they had our best interests. We are gotten so far to the left, and it is so crazy that that's why it's so divided right now. And I don't see us. Unless there's some tragedy happening in America, I don't see us getting together. Yeah. I mean, 9/11, we're all holding hands.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Respectfully, I would go back to what you said earlier. I think it began more with the election of Trump and inciting all this. But hey, you know what?
Oh,
great call, Gary. I really appreciate it. You're always welcome here. Thanks for your listenership. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
My pleasure. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to New Berlin. Bob in New Berlin, we appreciate you listening. Bob, what say you?
Good afternoon. Your last caller. The reason there's so much hate, and it started with Trump, and then it actually... Congress dysfunction started when the Tea Party got into Congress because the Tea Party does not negotiate. It's their way or the highway. And the Tea Party turned into the Freedom Caucus.
Yep.
Bonner couldn't deal with them. Paul Ryan couldn't deal with them. And now, because the Republican Party is controlling the Congress, they can't, even the Republicans can't get along with them.
Yeah, right.
And you know, to Gary, I don't, Jim Jordan, Liz Cheney said that Jim Jordan was part of the planning for January 6th. And he wants Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the House?
Well, we're going to get it.
This makes no sense.
We're going to get into that in a second, Bob, where we're going to go through some of this stuff that you're alluding to. But at least I can appreciate, and you know, I don't want to make it specifically about callers, but that's one of the reasons I love to come to work every day. People like you, people like the previous caller, I want to have, we have to have thoughtful discussions. We can agree to disagree, but we have to restore some sense of civility and not just be screaming and name calling all the time.
Can I say one more thing?
Of course. Go ahead.
To Gary, we can't fix stupid, but we can sell you a red hat.
Well, listen, we're trying not to make it personal, but I appreciate your call, Bob. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gene and Eau Claire, always appreciate you listening up there on the Tap 93.5 up in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Hi, sir. Thank you for the great shows you do. You do a really outstanding, and we get to hear both sides. That's wonderful. And then sometimes I get a little bit, you know, frustrated because I've been independent. I've never belonged to a party.
Sure.
So I hear people blaming Dems for everything. Like, let's see, a woman's right to control their own bodies and destinies. That's a significant issue.
Yeah.
Dems supported that years ago, and they support it today. Also, the right to vote, you know, making voting more accessible. The different things about banning books, you know, and telling people how to live their lives and their preferences, male, female, or things that are going on our Capitol right now,
mm-hmm.
the severe gerrymandering, oh my word. You know, I don't think Dems ever supported gerrymandering, but I think they did a little bit, and I think they've learned their ways from watching how bad it can get with the Republicans. I just, I don't know where Democrats have gotten worse. I think Republicans have gotten worse. And I used to have signs for Republicans and Democrats in my yard, but they've taken a path down a really scary way. So I'm trying to be as polite as I can. I
appreciate
and
that, Jane.
Soft-spoken.
But you bring up a great point, and I think thank you, Gene. Really appreciate the call as always. Always welcome here, Gene and Eau Claire. I think Gene brings up such an important point, which is, and again, we've heard this from more of our conservative callers today. There is some commonality in what I'm hearing. There is some commonality in the calls that 2016 and the election of Donald Trump changed the political landscape in this country. It changed how we deal with each other. And I remember owning a coffee shop in 2016. And I remember having this conversation with a customer. And I said, it's not just the election of Trump that scares me, should he be elected. It's that I used to be helped out with our youth at our church that I used to belong to, was around kids and coaching. And they will mimic people that they look at, how people look up to Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Bucks, as well they should. They look up to their idols, whether right or wrong. And I said, when Trump is out there making fun of a disabled reporter and people are laughing, when he's saying racist things and people are laughing and cheering, I said, kids are going to mimic that. And that's what happened. Only it wasn't just kids. It's been adults. In the election of Donald, I'm not talking policy at all. I'm talking the discourse in this country really began to go downhill in 2016 with the campaign and election of Donald Trump. Don't go anywhere. We are going to get to more facts on the speaker's race in Washington, D.C. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We see you on the lines. Don't go anywhere. More calls after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. A mass exodus is happening now in Gaza ahead of a ground offensive in Israel. Reporter Linda Gradstein.
More than 400,000 people have fled Gaza. They've just gotten in their cars, if they have cars, on their donkey carts, or just walking, and have fled to the south, either to families or to UN schools.
The UN has called for a ceasefire with more than 4,000 dead on both sides. A federal judge in D.C. has imposed a partial gag order on former President Trump ahead of his January 6th trial next year. Legal analyst Jessica Levin says
Levinson says if he violates that,
the first remedy is a monetary damage, and then the second remedy, potentially, rarely, is incarceration.
Ford CEO Bill Ford's calling for an end to auto strikes.
Let's come together, reach an agreement, so that we can take the fight to the real competition. And let's build a great company for years to come.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Chippewa Falls man has been arrested after allegedly sending inappropriate and sexual messages to a person he believed to be a 15-year-old girl. According to the Chippewa Falls Police Department, 39-year-old Brian Anderson is accused of knowingly communicating with the person online for the purpose of meeting them for sexual encounters. He was taken into custody for use of a computer to facilitate a child sex crime, and several items were seized from his home as evidence to be analyzed. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again arguing that a hard cap on the state's wolf population should not be put in place. The agency says without a hard limit on the number of wolves in the state, they will have more flexibility to address the complex issues they face in managing the species. Republican lawmakers and hunter advocates have pushed for a firm number of wolves in the state, saying it protects both.